Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Level, not elevated, so that those gathering could see him more easily.
He is keeping some traditions. He'll wear his pallium, a scarf-like garment and a symbol of his status as a good shepherd. A bag of coins featuring his portrait and a document summarizing his papacy will be buried with him.
50,000 mourners have filed past the casket in Rome so far. President Trump pushing back on Ukraine for a peace deal. President Zelensky saying no to U.S. demands that Ukraine not be allowed to join NATO and that Russia be allowed to keep all of the land that it has captured so far. President Trump continuing to push for negotiations with trading partners as American companies, including Southwest Airlines and PepsiCo, lower their earnings estimate for the year because of tariff uncertainty. This is ABC News. More questions about Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth after reports surfaced that he had the app Signal installed on his office computer as well as his phone.
Hegseth was already under fire for allegedly using Signal to share military attack plans in Yemen. The administration has said nothing that Hegseth shared was classified. We also know his wife Jennifer, a former Fox News producer, was among those on a Signal thread discussing the attack plans. And in recent days, multiple aides to Secretary Hegseth have left, been fired, or reassigned amid a leak investigation, with one describing the Pentagon as total chaos.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Harvey Weinstein's retrial continues.
Prosecutors paint Harvey Weinstein as a serial predator. His attorneys, meanwhile, say that the relationships were mutually beneficial. Now, testimony will continue today, with the accusers expected to take the stand very soon, including a woman whose identity was anonymous until now.
ABC's Crystal Cranmore in New York. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Hello, WRCL listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot from the oven Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Court & Main's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Hurry in for insider deals on must-have spring styles from your favorite brands, like an extra 30% off new dresses, handbags, and accessories from Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Donna Karan New York, Avec Le Vie, and more. Plus, get 15% off fragrances, beauty, and skincare, too. It's not only the best time to shop for yourself, it's also the best time to shop early for Mother's Day. Don't miss Friends and Family starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, there's a front stalled out from southern Nebraska up through southern Wisconsin, and we've had some scattered showers along that overnight, giving us a couple tenths of an inch of rain in spots. This will be winding down and generally lifting north of us as the morning progresses, and overall it should be a pretty quiet day. Temperatures will still be running fairly mild, a few degrees above normal. However, another band of rain should move in late tonight into early tomorrow as low pressure sweeps through. This could bring up to another half inch across the region. Also, some gusty north winds tomorrow will definitely make it feel kind of chilly. Things are looking beautiful, though, for the weekend. High pressure drifting in from southern Canada should bring us full sunshine Saturday, partly sunny skies on Sunday, and then early next week, active again as the next low pressure system sweeps across the northern U.S. and drags a cold front through here Monday night. Here's that forecast for today. Scattered showers early in the morning, then some peaks of sun may develop by afternoon. High in the upper 60s, the wind northeast to east between 5 and 10. Mostly cloudy tonight with a 70% chance of rain, mainly after midnight, low at 47. Tomorrow the rain tapers off by midday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler, high near 56. Northeast wind becoming north between 10 and 20 miles per hour. On Saturday, pleasant with mainly sunny skies, a low of 36, high near 63. For Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, and mild. Low 37, high 67. There is a slight chance of a shower Sunday night. Monday, variably cloudy, breezy, and warm. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely. Most numerous Monday night. Some could be heavy. Your low Monday, 51, with a high of 75. Tuesday, chance of a shower early, then partly sunny, breezy, and cooler, mid-60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high 62. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Right now in Richland Center, we're at 50 degrees. Yesterday, we tapped out at 72. It was very nice. 11 one-hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. The morning low today was 48. The record high for April 24th, 86 in 2009. Record low, 19 in 1956. Last year's high was 57, and the low, 33. Sunset will occur at 7:55 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 4 minutes after 6. We have an east-southeast wind right now at 3 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.19, which is steady. And we have received right around a half inch of rain for the day today with some early morning thunder showers that roll through. Right now in Richland Center, we're up 2 from the overnight low. It is 50 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at the area schedule, a preview of the Richland Center golf season, the rest of the way. A Brewer loss last night as well, and the NFL draft opens tonight in Green Bay.
Looking for the best deals on automotive products? Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel has you covered. Right now, grab Seafoam products starting at just $8.79 each to keep your engine clean, and True Fuel starting at $7.49 each for top-notch performance. These savings won't last forever. Hurry in before April 30th and stock up while supplies last. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, your trusted source for quality and savings.
Here's a look at Southwestern Wisconsin sports for today. Richland Center High School will be hosting Dodgeville Mineral Point in girls soccer. It's a night for Rotary Youth soccer players and their parents and families. Those soccer players will be honored at halftime of tonight's varsity match. The Richland Center softball team is at Dodgeville this afternoon. Also, there is track and field action for middle school and golf action at Prairie du Chien Country Club for Southwest Conference teams. River Valley baseball team is hosting Potosi Cassville this afternoon, while the River Valley soccer girls are home against Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca. In softball, River Valley is home against Prairie du Chien. Riverdale will be in action today. In baseball, they'll be hosting Platteville, and in softball, they'll be taking on Cuba City at Riverdale High School Field. There's track and field action today at Boscobel. Several teams will be involved. The Ithaca Weston track teams will be at Royal High School this afternoon. Ithaca baseball will be home against Kickapoo. Baseball and softball games start at 5 o'clock at Ithaca. And Weston today makes the trip to Lafarge. It's softball and baseball action for today. Mike Davis is the coach of the Richland Center golf team, and I caught up with him this week as we talked about the start of the season on the courses and how it's gone. He says they've been out playing almost all the time.
We have not had any meets canceled yet, but we've been playing in cold, windy conditions, which, you know, for golf is not the best, you know. But last night we had a JV meet, and it was nice out, you know, and that was really our first nice outing, you know. But other than that, we've been playing.
What are the numbers like for Richland Center Golf?
You know, I got around 20 to 22 kids out. It just kind of depends on the day, you know. You know, we got a really, really young team. I don't have a ton of experience back. I got a lot of younger kids, you know, trying it out. And, you know, it's a year to just work on skills and to rebuild a bit, you know, and just kind of try and find out what we got.
Who do you look at as your leaders this year?
Trayton Shepback. He's been on varsity the last couple years. Grayson Clements, he's a junior. He played some varsity for me last year, and other than that, I got some new kids. Holden Grab, he's a sophomore, and then, you know, I've played about, I don't know, maybe four different kids at that 4 and 5 spot. So
it seems the Hornets have been busy, but I understand you're playing some JV nights and some varsity matches. Is that the case?
Yeah, we changed things up. So that the varsity is usually playing 18 holes. So there's a few fewer meets, but they're actually playing more holes. And then that opened up some nights where like we can just play JV matches, and we can bring up to 10 for that. And that's really great because you're getting your newer golfers out there and getting them some experience.
When's your next meet?
Our next meet, we're actually going to have a JV meet again on Thursday at Prairie du Chien. And then we're kind of off for varsity until the following Saturday, and we'll be at the House on the Rock.
A conversation today with Richland Center head golf coach Mike Davis, his team in action today, as he mentioned, and then coming up a chance to prepare for River Valley's meet on the 4th of May, and details coming up on the conference season then shortly following that. The doors in Green Bay are open today for the 2025 NFL Draft. The league and the Packers are projecting an attendance of about 250,000 pro football fans. A red carpet event starts inside the draft House at 4 p.m. inside the Lambeau Field Bowl. The clock starts ticking on the first pick at 7 p.m. The NFL says it has hired about 2,200 Wisconsin workers to make sure the event is a success over the next 3 days. It's quite an honor to host this, according to Brian Gundekunst, Packer GM.
It's been really cool to see the organization, the city, everybody rally around. You know, I mean, this is something I don't think a lot of people thought could ever happen. And whatever complications there are, you know, trouble getting in and out of here, well worth it. And I'm just really excited to see, you know, how this thing comes together. And I just think you got to give Mark a lot of credit. I mean, this was obviously his vision, and for him to be able to pull this off has been really cool to see.
In other football news, Steve McMichael, a star defensive tackle on the Chicago Bears' famed 1985 Super Bowl championship team, has died following a battle with ALS. He was 67. McMichael's publicist, Betsy Shepard, told the Associated Press that he died Wednesday afternoon. McMichael had a larger-than-life personality that made him a fixture in the Windy City for decades and a natural for professional wrestling. He was a two-time All-Pro and was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2024. He ranks second to Richard Dent on the Bears' career sacks list. McMichael revealed in April of 2021 that he was battling ALS. The Brewers got the tying run to second base in the ninth inning before the last two batters were retired Wednesday night. The 4-2 loss means Milwaukee will be going for the four-game series split this afternoon. Starting pitchers Freddie Peralta and Logan Webb were effective, keeping the game scoreless until the bottom of the sixth. Freddie Peralta took the loss, although the run scored after he was removed. He was cruising before that, according to his manager, Pat Murphy.
I mean, Freddie was already, you know, as he went into that inning, I think, with 85 pitches or something of that nature. And not that that's too much for him, but to start a whole new inning, middle of the order, we believed that he could do it. And then two quick hits, and then 0-2 to ball four. I didn't like that. And then he was at 96, and one of those things.
Tobias Myers gets the start today for Milwaukee. Hear Brewer baseball this afternoon on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. It happens every year. The Bucks lose a couple of playoff games, and the speculation that Giannis Antetokounmpo will be traded starts again. The Milwaukee star has made it apparent he doesn't care about stats, MVP awards, or other honors. He wants another NBA title like in 2021. ESPN calls it the elephant in the room, the speculation about possible trades. The Bucks franchise isn't in a good position right now, and yes, the front office would be able to demand a big haul of players and draft picks for him. The question appears to be, will he demand to be traded? Last night in the NBA playoffs, Boston 109, Orlando 100, Cleveland 121, Miami 112, Houston 109, Golden State 94. Back to baseball, the Cubs were winners over the Dodgers 7-6, the Mets 4-3 over Philadelphia, Cincinnati 5, Miami 2, Atlanta 4-1 over St. Louis. It was the Yankees 5, Cleveland 1, Seattle 8-5 over Boston, Houston 3, Toronto 1, Minnesota 6, and the White Sox 3, the Athletics 5-2 over Texas. And in interleague play, it was Detroit 6-0 over San Diego, Washington 4, Baltimore 3, Pittsburgh 3, the Angels 0, Tampa Bay 7-6 over Arizona, Colorado and Kansas City postponed. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
It is time for a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition.
Now, the rest of the story. Ohio State University, main campus in Columbus. Something important is missing. A precious, priceless something placed somewhere in the spaces between the buildings in 1936, and now it's gone. I'm staring right now at the ethereal grain of an aerial photograph of that campus, half-century-old documents dotted with arrow markers and letter indicators, today's investigators poring over those photos are certain that the cherished memento is still there, still standing in its original location. What they do not know is precisely where. So the search continues for a monument, a tribute to an athlete who ranks to this day among the greatest ever to grace the Olympic highlight reel, Jesse Owens. It was competing for his Ohio State University track team that Jesse began shattering world records. In fact, in one event alone, May 1935, he bettered the world's best running broad jump and 220-yard low hurdles and 220-yard dash, and he equaled the all-time anywhere 100-yard dash all on the same day. But history best remembers track genius Jesse Owens for embarrassing Adolf Hitler in the 1936 Olympic Games in Berlin. Hitler, you will recall, had intended to exploit the Games to demonstrate the superiority of the Aryan race. And along comes Jesse, flying past the fastest runners into Führer's stable of supermen. Four gold medals Jesse Owens brought home from the legendary summer of 1936. And to the campus of Ohio State University, that place of many treasured memories, he brought another token of that extraordinary Olympic experience, a memorial presented to him in Berlin by the appreciative people of where? Of Germany itself. Jesse was still overseas, still competing in the big games, when the New York Times reported the story that America's newest hero was to donate that monument to his alma mater. And so, presumably, he did. I say presumably because most remarkably of all, there was no ceremony, no announcement in the local newspapers. According to family members, the memorial was simply brought to the Ohio State campus upon Jesse's return stateside, and it was given to someone who placed it somewhere outdoors, and nobody knows where. Over the years since, self-appointed sleuths have spent hundreds of hours chasing dozens of leads. One OSU graduate recalls the monument being pointed out during his 1964 freshman orientation. Another grad, an Owens contemporary, says yes, it was near the museum and the library. Owens himself stated that it had been placed in what he called All-American Row. The ongoing search was made more difficult because Jesse's Olympic memorial has inevitably changed so over the years. It has aged. It has grown. For in the wake of Jesse's triumphs, Germany's people, not yet completely poisoned by the doctrines of the Third Reich, admiringly bestowed upon him a living monument, a sapling oak tree, which even today stands unmarked, concealed among the myriad less distinguished oaks at OSU, hiding in plain sight. Because as Hitler would have hated to hear, oak trees, as people, are essentially the same. And now you know the rest of the story.
The calendar brings a change of seasons. So does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
TV on.
couch is gonna be more than enough for my two left feet and our two hearts beating. Nobody's gonna see us go crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? On. And those high heel shoes you love to lose as soon as the tunes come on. On second thought, just the way you are is already driving me crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? I'll cut her up. Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance? Just dance.
Oh yes, a town taxi triple play on WRCO Radio. The subject, dance today. Here's Gabby Barrett.
He was holding my hand as we walked in the gym. He could tell I was scared. So you can't pretend it's just you and me. So I closed my eyes and I stood on his feet. Use those two left feet. Swim.
Orleans. Never have drifted down a bayou stream, but I heard that music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a highway 10. That's the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night and the moon is out, I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet.
Town Taxi Triple Play, all about dancing today.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. You know, there's nearly 100 taxi rides given in Richland Center every day, and almost 80% of those are senior or disabled residents of our beloved community trying to live their best life and paying out of pocket for transportation, and many insurances don't cover it. That's why we created the Town Taxi Free Ride Fund, offering free local healthcare transportation to those in need and allowing them the freedom to spend their own money on more enjoyable things like the hair salon, attending local events, or even just a shopping trip. At Town Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile, serving Richland Center and all its surrounding communities. Call today to see how you or your organization can help at 647-3114. Town Taxi. Shop local. Ride local.
And we did the dance triple play in honor of Betty Hayes Baxter, whose birthday it is today. A young and spry 93 today. Happy birthday from Terry and all of your many fans and those that you've taught dance to over the years. Happy birthday, Betty. She is a world record breaker, too. Great to have you along here today at WRCO, just ahead of our trivia question of the day. Here's Callie Tucker.
They call me Boots Good and Bobby, hometown hottie. Got a juice for all the fine. I eat my breakfast at Disney's.
Tucker on WRCO Radio. Yeah, we'll have our trivia question of the day, and it's one of those listen and wins, a classic TV show that you need to identify, and we'll have that for you next.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them, we are Wisconsin nice, and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Cobus & Buses is a family-owned company that is great to work for, and we are hiring. Would you like a rewarding part-time job after retirement? Transporting our students to and from school is that job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers and sub-route drivers here in Richland Center. We also have an option for drivers to travel to our Lodi terminal daily. This can be 40 hours per week or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you will get paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting pay is $21 with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Wilkinson Auction's annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auction's lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
The trivia question of the day is sponsored by TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. Before our question, again, more well wishers for Betty Hayes Baxter on her special day today. And someone said, she's actually 95. So whoever sent the last note either had a typo or they were off, but what does it matter, right? She's still a young thing. Have a great day today, Betty. Our trivia question, okay, it's Thursday, so we're going to give you a little spin of a TV theme, and your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to identify it. Name that TV theme, and you'll be the big bad winner this time.
Everything to know about me is written on this page. The number you can reach me, my social and my age. Yes, I served in the Army. It's where I learned to shoot. 18 months in the desert, pouring sand out of my boots. No, I've never been convicted of a crime. I could start this job at any time. I got a strong back, steel toes, rarely call in sick. A good truck, what I don't know. I catch on real quick. I work weekends if I have to. Nights and holidays. Give you 40 and then some. Whatever it takes. $3 and change at the pump. Cost of living's high. I put Robert down as a reference. He's known me all my life. We attend the same church. He introduced me to my wife. Gave my last job everything before it headed south. Took the shoes off of my children's feet, the food out of their mouths. Yesterday, my folks offered to help. But they're barely getting by themselves. I got a strong back, steel toes. I rarely call in sick. A good truck, what I don't know. I catch on real quick. I work weekends if I have to. Nights and holidays. Give you 40 and then some. Whatever it takes, $3 and change at the pump. Cost of living's high and going up. I'm sure 100 others have applied. Rumor has it you're only taking 5. I got a strong back. Steel toes, I'm handy with a wrench. There's nothing I can't drive, nothing I can't fix. I work sun up to sundown, ain't too proud to sweep the floors. Bank has started calling, and the wolves are at my door. $3 and change. Cost of living's high, going up.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. Congratulations to Eric Hoffman, who is the winner of trivia today. Way to go, using his brain, and he identified the theme. Of course, a lot of people knew it was a 70s cop show, and we purposely played the instrumental version. Here's the better known one.
Don't go to bed with no price face on your head. No, no, no. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Sammy Davis Jr. singing a real rough version there of the Beretta theme with the bird, the cockatiel, right there in the beginning. That show was, oh man, that was bad, I'll tell you. It was so good it was bad. How bad it was good, I think.
You've been strutting around here, laying it on pretty heavy. I saw that little black box in your drawer when you walked out the room.
Mud crib tires on the wind, empty cows, cause I like. It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Hurry in for insider deals on must-have spring styles from your favorite brands, like an extra 30% off new dresses, handbags, and accessories from Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Donna Karan New York, Avec Lavie, and more. Plus, get 15% off fragrances, beauty, and skincare, too. It's not only the best time to shop for yourself, it's also the best time to shop early for Mother's Day. Don't miss Friends and Family starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Now more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, April 26th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street in Richland Center. This is a perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications. You can safely dispose of those medications at one of the four permanent medication drop box locations located at Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you do not have access to one of those locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter into a plastic bag. Mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is sponsored by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
We'll have friends from Highland Schools in the first part of our morning show today. Looking forward to that next hour on WRCO.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And that 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. If she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts. And was moving all made up in her mind. Would she changed it if she knew that I been losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying in. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up. too soon. Too late.
Saying happy trails until we talk again later here on the radio with some community conversation coming up next hour following the ABC News on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It's 50 degrees at 9 o'clock. Time now for a news update sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The head of the International Monetary Fund is urging countries to swiftly